Always works and no lies here on 5MU, 21 to 9. I can tell you this is a lie-free zone, especially when it comes to all things tech. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to talk to Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yes, thanks to Optus Murray Bridge. Time to talk to Richard Pascoe. Good morning to you.
Morning, Adam. It's like God comes in right at the end of the intro, doesn't it?
Optus Murray Bridge. Yeah, you shall build an ark, or at least a mobile phone tower at Winaka.
There we go.
Which is very good indeed, which they've done. Now, you're a man of many emotions this week. Look, let's not talk about the football.
For the love of God, no.
But the showdown. Oh, can we not wait for that?
Oh, yeah.
All 11,000 of you will be turning up to that to watch that enthralling contest. But the cricket.
Oh. I was quite emotional, Adam. The Redbacks won again.
I mean, is it the last game of the year? Because it's April, but they got up over the Blues,
which was great. Well done for the Redbacks. Tim Nilsson was running around the boundary, high fiving everybody.
All four of them.
All four of them. That was there to watch.
Were there to watch it. Very good.
Yeah.
And there's talk of a recall.
Yes. Yeah, just hearing rumours around that Darren Lehman might return.
Right, bat five, I reckon.
Yeah, or general manager of cricket, as somebody else is at the moment.
Oh, nice.
We'll just put that rumour out there.
High performance coach?
Yeah, nice. There we go.
Very good. Righto. So that's
Tim Nilsson hates us.
more you than me, but I'm happy to stand by and watch it. Let's talk about something as old as the Redbacks' last Sheffield Shield win, and that is DVDs and videos.
Yes. So if you're looking to play one on your computer, a lot of people still like to go along and do this. Mm. And Windows 10 or 11 won't play DVDs at all because you need a thing called a codec, or you need a program called VLC.
Right.
V for Victory, L for Lima, C for Charlie.
Okay.
If it doesn't play on VLC, you should not play. It will play every video file known to man. It will play discs that you put in there, movies. It will stream webcams. It will stream audio on there as well.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah, tech people have got a bit of a say. If it doesn't play on VLC, you shouldn't play it.
Right.
Simple as that. Okay. Because if somebody sends you a video clip of, look what you were doing at the Havelock Hotel last night, with a video on there as well, it's kind of like, you know what, folks, don't play that as well.
Just, all right? Just in general, really, because who needs to say that? But also, it's probably a bit dodge.
Yeah, a bit dodge.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't play on VSL, you don't play. It's completely free. There's no spyware in there. There are no ads. There is no user tracking. Wonderful piece of software, VLC.
And you just go to where you get your programs and download it?
Yeah, just download
right.
it. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Now, Richard, it's not quite April yet. And we're already hearing whispers of a new iPhone,
which comes out every year, and the rumour mills have started now because they will start mass production in round about July for September. But the rumours are coming, and guess what, Adam? It's all going to be about the camera again this year.
Really, really? Yes. That surprises me.
You would never have guessed, would you? Really?
This thing is going to be so advanced, you're able to see the bacterium colony that is nestled in the pore of your skin on your upper lip. How many more megapixels are we going to get? This is amazing.
They reckon in the new one, in the iPhone 14 Pros and the iPhone 14 Pro Maxes, they're saying the iPhone 14 Pro Max might be just slightly bigger than the current one as well. But there'll be a new, all new 48 megapixel wide camera system on there as well, which will allow you to record 8K video.
8K maybe, video. Can you play that on your telly?
No, you can't.
No.
No, you can't play it on your telly.
Why are we doing it then?
For the 10 people out there that bought 8K TVs.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
and just to let you know, folks, nothing's out there in 8K.
No. No, it's like the 3D TVs. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. I had a big fight in electronics retailer going quite off because I said, "Oh, they come to the end of their life like that." You got no idea what you're talking about, right? Can you just leave the store, please? They threw me out the store for bagging his 3D TVs. Yeah,
right.
Big cheerio to the electronics store on South Road. Work it out, people. As well, so they're saying great camera in the next one as well, and it might be suitable for viewing on Apple's long rumored at AR/VR headset, which will be an astronomical price. But the rumor is that the iPhone 14 Pro will elevate mobile phone camera photography to a new level.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds impressive.
It does.
I don't know what the new level means, but good. Now, here is the thing. We've been talking about this all morning. There is a piece of software that might be on your computer, and Richard is about to tell you to dump it, delete it, get it out of your computer, burn it with fire if you have to.
Yep. I agree with the German Cyber Intelligence Agency.
I bet you do, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't disagree with them.
Nine.
They're advising people to... We're not racial profiling either, people.
No, that's right. They're just very good at it. Yeah.
We don't need a Will Smith slap or anything.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, Kaspersky antivirus. Lots of people have got it on their computer. People, it comes out of Russia. Right? It's headquartered in Moscow. You know what? You might want to get rid of it. The United States actually banned government agencies from using Kaspersky products back in 2017. The European Union did it in 2018. You know what? You can get rid of it. You can remove it from your computer. So what you do is you go to the Kaspersky website. There is a Kaspersky removal tool there. That's what you use. Get rid of Kaspersky, take it off your computer if you're concerned.
Got to tell you.
It's not a bad idea. And you can remove antiviruses. So, you know, any antivirus that you buy with a computer, sometimes you might go along and buy certain brands and they've got, let's say, McAfee on there or other
AVG.
Rubbishy ones. Oh, God, don't. Please don't. I break out in a cold sweat. My AVG, and there's another one out there which is going to shock people, Total AV. I reckon they're making me money, people, coming around and fixing all the problems they're causing your computer. Get rid of them. Use the uninstall tools. Get rid of them. You're better off with Defender, which comes free, or, you know, Norton or Trend. They're probably the only ones I'd recommend if you want to buy something.
Okay. Good one. That is good to know.
I've got a bit queasy now you mentioned AVG.
Sorry about that. I did spring it on you. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is a website. It's Richard's. You can find out plenty about things like that on it. So avail yourself of that, folks, and make sure that you've got the your computer free of all the not-so-good stuff.
That's it.
Right.
That's what we like.
That's how we say it without getting ourselves in trouble. Well done. And look, you can tell you've been on the radio a bit because you said Kaspersky about 48 times and didn't muck it up. Well done.
Yes, thank you. But I have problems with other words that people have worked out.
That's a good one. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, my friends, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever. The primary industry sector.